This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Kirsten Hasberg. Kirsten, how are you?
Hi, Henrik. I'm fine. Thanks. Good to talk to you.
Kirsten, who are you and what do you do?
I am a professional in the field of digitization and energy. And recently I've started working on the question of how blockchain can be applied to foster the decentralized energy transition. I'm part of the initiative Blockchain Hub Berlin, which is a knowledge hub aiming at bringing the knowledge about blockchain to a broader audience. And really, we're trying to do this in an interdisciplinary way and gather people from all kinds of disciplines, basically to get blockchain knowledge out of the developer corner and into the broader realm of people. And I'm responsible for all questions related to energy at the Blockchain Hub. Furthermore, I'm also doing consulting on blockchain and energy. We're working with both new and old in the sector, in the industry. So being everything from the utility world to new renewable energy providers to look into how blockchain can help help them in their business or how it might challenge their business model.
Kirsten, how are you involved with blockchain?
So basically my background as an economist and working with renewable energy policy meant that I've been looking into renewable energy systems and decentralized energy systems for the past around 10 years. When I, as a lecturer at the IT University of Copenhagen, learned about blockchain from a colleague of mine, I immediately saw this as the missing link in the energy transition. Basically, we're decentralizing the hardware, the energy production, but still trading and data management of the energy sector is run in a centralized manner. Now, blockchain could change all this.
Kirsten, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
I believe that we are only seeing the tip of the iceberg at the present moment. And also the technology is not at a stage where extensive uses is present as of yet. But I think that the biggest potential successes could be to provide basically the software, the data management solution for decentralized electricity trading, something that we've not been able to do today, which means that many actors are not able to participate in electricity markets, in energy markets. Today, you need to have a certain size or you need to collect different suppliers, to collect different consumers together in order to enter the electricity trading. Now, with blockchain, as the first project in Brooklyn, the transactive grid project by Consensus and LO3, shows, it might be possible that we do neighborhood electricity trading. And actually, notions like neighborhood trading or community energy have had a long history, both in Denmark and in Germany, where the energy transition has been taking place throughout the past 30 years. And I think that this development can be enhanced using blockchain. Now, you also asked about the biggest challenges. I think that we have, and that's what we're working on in the Blockchain Hub, we have a large challenge of communicating the topic of blockchain, because you have different worlds meeting each other in such conversations. On the one hand side, you might have developers with several years of experience coming from the Bitcoin community, having their view, their technical insights. And now you have an influx of people with so-called real-world problems, basically, from other industries who are beginning to take a look at blockchain. And it does really take a lot of time to make these two completely different people be able to talk to each other, because we are not really, we don't have much common ground. And this is the common ground that we're aiming to establish, but this is certainly a challenge at the present moment.
Kirsten, in your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
I think that we've seen a cooperatively based and cooperatively developed energy transition both in Denmark and in Germany. Basically, the whole history of wind power is the history of cooperative renewable energy, and also the German energy transition, the Energiewende, is a history of how people power, how individuals and cooperatives took the energy production into their own hands and decentralized energy production. In that sense, you can say that blockchain is augmenting this development, because in one way of understanding, blockchain is basically enabling cooperative-based business models, or a commons-based business models, if you will. So augmenting a development from a sharing economy to a, so you could say, a real sharing economy, where actually the stakeholders are getting back the value that they are creating. We've seen a lot of criticism of the sharing economy now taking a step away from the energy sector and looking more generally at the platform business models that have been arising over the past years. And I believe that actually, now back to your question of what blockchain could replace, the blockchain is actually disrupting these disruptors. So a few years ago, if you'd be out there trying to do a startup, wanting to come up with a new business model, you would typically say, oh, there's this marketplace where demand and supply are not really meeting. I'll put up a platform, I'll take a cut, this is my business model, and you would be really successful with that. But already now you see that these platform business models are being challenged by blockchain-based platforms. So we will see if it's possible to actually replace what has become traditional, quote-unquote, platform business models with blockchain-based business models. There's also aspects of blockchain which are more related to process innovation or to improving processes, really. So that applies to what blockchain can change. We see a lot of potential applications of blockchain when it comes to registers or a proof of origin. Now, these are more, I'd say, non-disruptive business models, because they really improve existing processes. Nevertheless, this could be of really large importance in, for example, proving the origin of foods or industrial goods.
Kirsten, how will people make money with blockchain?
Now, this is a big question that everybody asks themselves. Mm-hmm. And we do have difficulties answering this question at the present moment, because when you replace a platform-based business model with a blockchain-based business model, which basically is cooperative in its making. Now, how do you translate basically a crypto economic incentive, which brings together the people to sustain a platform, into a business model? How do you recoup your initial investment? At the present moment, it looks like we can use the existing cooperative business model as an inspiration, and there are people looking into this, but it is certainly a completely different way of thinking, because blockchain grew out of the open source movement, and hence we need to look into how basically open innovation, how cooperative innovation can be used as a basis for business models.
Kirsten, what advice do you have for those interested in blockchain?
Well, my advice is to follow the development closely and to really come closer to the other side, be that if you're, as a developer, interested in blockchain applications, then look into, learn about the industries you're dealing with in order to understand what challenges blockchain solutions what challenges they can solve. Or if you come from the other side, from the business development side, or are an industry expert, then learn about the technological developments. Try to get your, wrap your head around the technology, really, and understand also what culture blockchain came from and grew out of, because I think that helps those of us who are not coming with a developer's perspective to understand what this technology is really about.
Great. Well, thanks, Kirsten.
Okay, thank you, Henrik.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.